Chapter 9. Observing the Martians at Work. From a crack in the kitchen wall, Ashton had a safe view of the spaceship outside. It lay mostly underground, and it was open. A strange machine was working beside it in the pit. It had many moving tentacles. With its tentacles, it took many rods from the spaceship and put them on the ground in perfect, neat piles. "What an amazing machine," Ashton thought. "It looks like a metallic spider." Ashton studied the Martians with fascination. He could see them clearly as he was a few meters from them. The Martians didn't eat and digest food, but enjoyed the fresh blood of living creatures. And they liked the warm blood of humans most of all. On the third day, trapped inside the house, an alien red plant began to grow up the sides of the pit. It had cactus-like branches, and it started to grow very quickly in front of the window. It grew over the house and made it easier for Ashton and the vicar to observe the Martians at work without being seen. Ashton watched 4, 5, and even 6 Martians working together. They were slow, but performed very complicated operations together without making a sound. "I think the Martians communicate by telepathy," Ashton said. "That's terrifying," the vicar said. "And they're more advanced than us in technology." "Yes, and the Martians work tirelessly. They never stop," said Ashton. "I think they're building their tripods." Days passed, and Ashton and the vicar were still trapped in the house. Ashton was very worried about Hannah. He tried to be patient with the vicar, but this was becoming more and more difficult. The man was losing control. He cried for hours and ate and drank constantly. Ashton was afraid that he would eat all the food that was left. "We must keep food and drink for later," Ashton warned him. "We don't know how long we'll be trapped here, and if we run out of food and water, we'll be in trouble." The vicar nodded. But Ashton often woke up from a sleep and found the vicar eating or drinking. He was angry. How long would he survive with this selfish, weak man? But what was the alternative? Outside, the Martians continued working. "They're so different to humans," Ashton said to himself. "How can we defeat them?" That day, Ashton heard human voices for the first time. Although it was getting dark, there was a green light coming from the spaceship. Ashton watched closely, and then froze in terror as he heard a terrible human scream. He saw a long tentacle reach over to a little cage. Then something, struggling violently, was lifted high into the sky. Ashton saw by the green light that it was a man. For an instant, the man was clearly visible to Ashton, and then he disappeared behind a pile of earth. There was silence for a moment, and later many hooting sounds from the Martians. Ashton started to tremble and cry, and could not move for a long time. For the rest of the day, he avoided the crack in the kitchen wall.